section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Sports League Podcast, Season 12, Episode 4, and number 74 in the books. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two former champions, and maybe a current champion, the 2006 and the 2011, the 2020 champion, Mr. Aaron P. Hughes, and the 2015 champion, Mr. Doug Hahn. So let's get right into the results of week number 3 for KSL. Aaron over Eric, Andy over Brian, Nanagay over Tybo, Doug over Oberg, Kevin over Pate, and Snyder over Palmer. Game of the week goes to who, Doug?
Game of the week goes to me versus Oberg.
All right, Aaron?
Nanagay and Tybo, that was so close, and it came down to who Peyton Manning liked more, Decker or Thomas.
That is correct.
And unfortunately, Decker won out.
And I'm actually going to say my game over Brian was the game of the week. So the total game of the week is going to go to who, Aaron?
I guess mine and Eric. You know, I kind of blew him out, unfortunately. So it kind of made it so it wasn't as fun.
I would actually say the total game of the week is going to be Doug and Oberg's game. So, Doug, what do you think about that?
Really? Really? That was a close game going into Monday night.
Yeah, well, it was, yeah. Still.
No, toilet bowl the game is whoever plays Mushroom Stampers, because they can't even put over 150 points up.
So what is the upset of the week then, Doug?
Upset of the week is going to go to Aaron over Hoofter.
Ooh.
Aaron, what do you think?
Oh, I disagree. I actually am going to say, I think it's going to be you over Brian.
Yes, that is correct. Brian should have won that game. I upsetted him. He was password is tacoed, and that's just how we roll. So, Doug, is there anything else you want to add to week number 3?
No, not really.
All right, we're going to close the books on that one. So let's move on to week number 4. We have Joe versus Oberg, Kevin versus Palmer, Pate versus Ty Boardman, and then we have Brian versus Eric Van Hefty, Andrew versus Dave Nanagay, Aaron versus Doug. Game of the week is going to go to who, Doug?
Me versus Aaron.
Aaron.
Agreed.
I agree with that one, too. So the total game of the week is going to go to who, though, Doug?
Plays Mushroom Stampers. It's going to be a horrible game.
So Kevin Smith versus,
what, 130 points again?
Something like that.
Yeah, Kevin is going to dominate Palmer, and he's going to start off 4-0 for the first time in his career. I feel bad for Brian, because the one game that Palmer decides to play, he actually dominates Brian, which should have been an easy win.
That is true. I'll agree with you guys on that one. So who is most likely to get passworded is tacoed, Aaron?
You know, I would say Doug. But our game is very evenly matched, so I don't think that it's kind of I wouldn't consider that an upset if I won. So instead, I'm actually going to say I think that it would be Brian and Hoofter, because I think that Hoofter winning, I think that Brian would most likely get password as tacoed.
What do you think about that, Doug?
Yeah, I kind of agree with that one.
It's one of those things. I will have to agree with your guys' matchup for the who's likely to get a password taco, because it's pretty much it right now. One thing I also want to point out, also, we need to talk about some league news. So has there been any issues with you guys understanding the waiver system?
There was for some people.
He's not on the show, but we could always call him.
Yeah, that is true. There was some problems, but yeah. So basically, if you have any questions about waiver, if you play in any public leagues or ESPN leagues, they're all the same way with the waivers. Basically, you have Tuesday to research who you're going to pick up, and then you got to find out who's going to get picked up. In this, a few weeks ago, it was Starks, and then Aaron traded him to Ty. And how did Starks do for Ty, Aaron?
Oh, he actually did good until he got injured.
How was Darrell Richardson?
You know, unfortunately, St. Louis was down tonight, so they couldn't run the ball. Darrell Richardson is pretty good, but, you know, St. Louis needs to get up before they can really use him.
So, Doug, does this mean that the number one rule in KSL is don't trade with Aaron now?
Wasn't that always the rule? I mean, the person who offers the shittiest deals, I mean, if you make an offer to you, you should just look at it and go, well, it's coming from Aaron. It should be shit. Even if it's a good deal, you should question it because it's coming from Aaron.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Ty and I actually spent a while on our trade that we had. And I don't feel it was a bad trade, but I feel that now with – apparently when you do trade with me, bad things happen. I traded Ahmad Bradshaw to Oberg before the season started. Now he's the second string for that team.
Yeah.
And Richardson, he got injured right after I traded him, and Starks did too. Edelman, I guess, is okay. So, I mean, this week he's going to
we'll
get
– we'll see.
You know, he's going to get a shit rock. I'm going to throw some stats at you guys that I post on the message board, but I'm going to ask you guys some fun stuff about it. So teams that go 2-1 have a 67% chance of making the playoffs. There are currently three teams that are 2-1, which means that likelihood one of those teams will not make the playoffs. Let me ask you, Doug, which team do you think won't make the playoffs or has the highest likelihood of not making it?
I'm going to go with the Cornswoggers.
Andy?
Hold on, I wasn't paying attention to anything you just said.
So, Andy, between you, Doug, and Nanagay, who is most likely not to make the playoffs?
Me.
Ooh.
I think that Doug and Nanagay have a stronger team than I do. And realistically, I need to beat Nanagay this week. I really, really do. He's you know, Kevin's already won the division, and I truthfully believe that I really need to win this week.
With four wins, Kevin has won.
Well, I mean, look who's in this division. They're all shit. Every one of those people are shit.
So, oh, Andy,
crap, Aaron's in it. Yes, that's what he meant. They're all shit.
So I agree with Doug. I think Nanagay, I'm amazed that they have his team projected to score that many points. I personally don't understand it. I don't think that he has that good of a team. I do want to ask you another thing, Andy. Mm-hmm. So stats-wise, there are teams that go 1-2 are 68%. They have a 68% chance of making the playoffs. When there's currently six teams that are 1-2, that means that statistically speaking, two of those teams will not make the playoffs. So, Andy, taking a look at the six 1-2 teams, which two would you say will miss the playoffs?
Boardman and Palmer.
And Doug, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Oberg and Palmer.
Mm-hmm. Aaron?
I definitely agree with Palmer, that's for sure. But I'm going to actually say Dave Pate. I think that he's in a pretty tough division, and I think that he had a very lucky win over Doug week one, I think that that's probably going to be one of his only wins.
How the fuck do I have the third most points in the league and I suck this bad? Kevin has 870. Joe is 769. And I only have 737 points. And then Doug's right behind me. Like, I got to watch my butthole because he's 735.48. So he's only, what, 1.8 away from me?
Yeah.
What the shit is this? I'm only number three. This is bullshit. Anyway.
Good commentary there, Andy.
Yes.
Well, I'm just pissed because now I'm looking at it. I'm like, you know what? This really sucks. But then you look at Brian, who is, you know, fifth overall with the most points. I'm sorry. 6 overall with the most points, and he is 0-3. And then you're, what, 5th, Aaron? And you are...
4th.
4th, so he's 5th. So you're 4th.
Or 5th, yeah, sorry, I'm 5th.
Okay, so you're 5th, and you are 1-2.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does. It's, you know, it happens. Andy, let's move on to survival and pick'ems news.
Hey, Aaron, are you still in it?
Yeah, I am. Let's talk pick'ems first, though, Andy.
Okay. Who's winning in pick'ems?
So, Andy, in pick'ems, Kevin and Brian are tied for the lead.
Nah, that's bullshit.
And the lowest team, I believe it's still only 3 points behind. Yeah, so it's 3 points separate that. Doug, what are your feelings on pick'ems this year?
It's actually been really, really tight this year. I was very surprised. I think last week I was off by 2, and I still stayed in the 7th spot. I'm still off by 2. So I'm not worried. Even though I'm ranked 7th, it's gonna really come down to even playoffs probably this year.
Oh yeah, I think it'll actually go to at least the first round of the playoffs. Who's gonna go away with it? Because you got Andrew Hughes in it, Aaron Hughes, Dave Nanigay, Doug Hahn, Ty Borben, Kevin Smith, Brian Chateet, Lance Frail, and Joe Snyder. That's everyone in the league. So we have 10?
Nine.
So we have 9 people in the league this year, which and ironically, one of them isn't even in our fantasy league, but he joined anyway. So 8 of us are in it.
So I want to ask a couple of questions real quick.
All right.
About pick'ems. I want to just go over 2 pretty big games that I think could go either way. So, Doug, who do you have, Atlanta or New England?
I actually am looking that up right now. So I believe I went with New England.
Andy, what about you?
New England.
I picked Atlanta. I kind of think that
I did actually. Now I got down to it. It is Atlanta because it's in Atlanta.
And now, by the way, why are the Bears considered an underdog?
I don't understand that. I guess because it's in Detroit.
It's the Detroit. You get 3 points, and I think they have. I think the line is like Detroit by 1. Oh, which was the same thing with Miami and Atlanta last week.
Now the other question I wanted to ask is the other big game, 2-3-0 teams going at it. So one's going to walk away 4-0, New Orleans or Miami?
New Orleans.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
You think it's that easy, really?
I really do.
It's like Whitney.
Seriously, dude? Come on.
I had to throw it in there. Well, I miss her.
Everybody had to throw it in her.
Ba-ding!
I'm sorry, I can't even stop laughing.
And that's why I don't trust you.
I don't know why we don't end the show there. Actually, that was really the perfect. It's not going to get any better, guys.
Nope.
Honestly, it's not going to.
Nope. Is that what you told her?
Anyway. I had a great show, and I'll meet you guys next week.
So, Aaron, I got to ask: you're still in the survival, right?
Yeah. Well, Andy, I don't know if you saw, but really, it's a new record. No one important was eliminated week 3.
Hey. wait. Now, you guys should all be, like, absolutely ecstatic that you guys are going to have a new champion this year.
And?
Instead of the, what, 5-time champion?
QYSportsLeague.com has that information.
Okay, first off, Doug, last year doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
Last year does not count. We all won.
Hey, I don't care.
We all won.
Still a continuing champion. Repeat.
Okay. And
so this year, it's either going to be Andy, Boardman, myself, or Kevin.
Who are the Sharknado survivors?
That's me.
Okay, who's Hurricane Dickus?
That I believe was Travis.
And he's out.
And he didn't pick a person this week.
Oh, I see. So there's just the 4 of us. And we all have different people, so I'm hoping Indy loses.
Nope.
Right, yeah.
I really hope Indy loses, and then there's just and then Denver's gonna win, and I'm going to have to say Cincinnati's going to lose too.
Well, I am a little worried about that because Cleveland and Cincy always play well against each other.
Uh-huh.
And that worries me, but I picked Denver earlier this year, so I couldn't pick him again.
Oh, that sucks. I was just...
Yeah.
I like just look to see who plays Oakland.
Or Jacksonville.
I mean...
We can't say the Browns anymore because they fucked that up.
Yeah, they actually play good for 1 week.
Now, who would... I mean, seriously, I understand that the Vikings are not necessarily a great team. But you're going to tell me that the Browns, who really suck, get rid of their best player in Trent Richardson, and they're not even going to put in their second string quarterback. They're just going to go down to number three to give him some experience. And they're on the road in Minnesota, and they win.
Yeah.
I was elated when Minnesota kicked the field goal and took the lead. I was like, that's it. That's all I need. I mean, Blair Walsh had a 50-yarder. That's perfect for fantasy also. And that's it. Don't need to watch this anymore, hopefully. And went to another game. Next thing I know, I'm just throwing stuff around.
You're like, there's something the matter with StatTracker. It says that Cleveland's up 14-3.
Yeah, that was just wrong. But you know what? I will have to say this. I should have been knocked out week one with Houston. And then week two, I went with a definite. Week two, I went with Oakland. And I was just walking a fucking thin line the whole year. I went cute and tried to get Minnesota out of the way thinking, you know what? I did great with Oakland, and now I'll do Minnesota's. No, it didn't work out. I shouldn't tweak stuff the minute before it gets locked in. I had Seattle in it, and I switched it over last minute.
Yeah, dude, it's all good. We all make mistakes.
Yeah, but I'm a 4-time champion out of the 5-time.
Yeah, let me ask you guys this much, because I know that there's an option to play with the spread.
No.
What would you guys think about playing with the spread?
No, dude, next year? I'm already playing in one with the spread, and it's ridiculous because I would be winning the league right now. That's how bad these guys are. You can't play with the spread. It's just stupid. Because here's why, Aaron. Let's say they don't cover the spread. If you pick the losing team, you still don't get points for it. That's the crappy part. So you could win.
Wait, what?
And the other, I play in three different pick'ems: a public, ours, and then one for the breakaway.net is the one I play for. It's modding NHL 09 for the PC. But way it's set up there is that if you, well, let's say you pick New England and they have to win by at least, we'll say three, and they only win by one, you don't get credit for that. If you picked whoever New England,
because you,
right, but if whoever, let's say New England played Cincy, if you pick Cincy, you still don't get points for it. So it's just a thrown out game. So they had to cover the spread in order for you to get a point. I don't like that. To me, that's stupid.
Well, it's not a pick 'em. It's pick 'em versus the spread.
And?
Yeah.
That's why I don't like it.
They covered the spread. I mean, it's supposed to make it more even, where every game then is a 50-50 chance.
No, yeah, I guess if you put it that way. But I guess since I've been playing it that way, I just don't care for it.
I mean, if you're playing Denver and you're Oakland, you should get 35 points.
Well, like last week, Jacksonville was a 14-point underdog. And I was thinking, well, obviously everyone's picking Seattle. But if I had the choice, I actually might have picked Jacksonville with 14 points.
I wouldn't have, but... That's just because Jacksonville sucks.
Well, yeah, of course they do.
But when you look at, like, let's say that Miami game versus at Atlanta, that was like a 1-point spread. I would have taken Atlanta 1 to win, and which I did, but they lost. But you know what? Hey, Miami got it. It really is just something to even up the whole thing so that every game is even.
Yeah, I'm good either way. I was just kind of curious what you two thought about it, though.
I wouldn't mind doing a tester kind of league on it just to see.
Yeah, we could do that. Even
because I would like to see what my skill is.
It would be funny if we did a survival, but it had to be survival and spread. That would be funny. So you'd be like, God, be like, hilarious. I picked Oakland, but they had to cover the 2 points.
Yeah.
Shit.
They had to cover the 2.5. If I got the team right, but lost on the spread aspect.
Oh, yeah. I'd be pissed.
And it would be something like they ran it to the 1 and took a knee, and I needed that point to get the spread.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. Everyone just thinks back to Brian Westbrook. I love you. Love you, Brian Westbrook.
All right.
So is there any NFL news we need to discuss, or is that it?
Nah, not really.
All right.
I don't think nothing really happened except for Aldon Smith going to rehab.
And I said, no, no, no.
But I said, thanks, Section 86 and 86 Productions, for hosting and editing the podcast.
Yes, thank you for ending it.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Staying out
yeah.
of its misery.
Yeah, so I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast.
Take this episode out to the back and shoot it.
Why? Because it should have ended like
just
10 minutes ago.
Just lead off with the Whitney joke and end it there. It's going to be the shortest podcast ever.
Yeah. All right, so I want to thank all of our listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show and all the players in the league. And for Doug Hahn, Aaron Hughes, and I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron.
Hey, Andy, does Kevin know that he sucks?
I think so. He sucks a lot. A lot of schlong.
He really... Hey, Andy, do you know what his record is week 1 of the playoffs?
I don't know, Aaron, actually. I have no idea. Nanny asked me about that the other day, and I was like, I think he's won a first rounder. I go, I think he's made it to the semifinals.
Yeah, so, Andy, he's 1-7 week 1 of the playoffs.
Wait, so the one win he had was the first year?
2002.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, Kevin. Looks like you're not a playoff guy.
1-7. So